今天我要跟大家讲罗马书的作者是谁。
Today I'm going to share who is the author of the book of Romans.
我们知道保罗是神所重用的一位传道人。
We know that Paul has been being used by the Lord.
他为主做见证。
He has been testified for the Lord.
有一些人呢，用言语为神做见证。
Many people use their language or speech to testify God.
有些人用文字为神做见证。
And some people use the literature or the words.
有些人用生活，有些人用死亡为神做见证。
Some people use their life or use their death.
我们要看这个罗马书的作者。
So today we need to look at the author of the book of Romans.
请看罗马书第一章第一节。
So let's look the Romans chapter 1 verse 1.
耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。
Romans chapter 1 verse 1, Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God.
这一节圣经呢，就是罗马书的开头。
That's the beginning of the book of Romans.
讲到这本书是一个名叫保罗的人所写的。
And the Paul wrote this book.
保罗到底是怎么样的一个人呢？
What kind of person was he?
他是一个非常传奇性的人物。
His life is very interesting.
他曾经讲过这样一句话。
He has said this before.
无论是生是死，总要在基督在我的身上显出来。
And no matter death or life, that God is glory in him.
他讲这句话是非常有力量的。
And it's very powerful what he said.
他真的是活着为神活，死为神死。
No matter living or death, that he testified God.
他本来是一个很反对耶稣基督的人。
He was totally opposing Jesus before.
他不是普通的反对。
And not just ordinary opposing.
他是很极力的反对。
He was extremely opposing.
他杀基督徒。
He was trying to kill Christians.
你怎么可能相信他会变成基督徒呢？
How can he become a Christian himself?
他后来又成了一个传道人。
And later he became a preacher.
他的生命180度转变了。
He turned his life around 180 degrees.
他不但是做传道人，后来他还到海外去做宣教士。
Besides, he became a preacher, then later become a missionary.
他也非常用功研究神的话语。
He studied God's word very hard.
他可以称为神学家。
He became a theologian.
最后他是为主寻道。
And later he became martyr for Christ.
你知不知道有哪一个人是为主寻道的？
Do you know anyone who martyred for Christ?
我小时候在一个教会。
I was in a church when I was little.
我们的那位牧师啊，年纪很老。
And our pastor was very old.
他九十多岁。
He was in his 90s.
他告诉我们他的父亲是为主殉道的。
And his father died for Christ.
在义和团，哦，那是很久以前，这是你们年轻人不知道。中国啊，有一些人杀这些外国宣教士。
And there were times the Chinese people kill foreign missionaries.
杀外国宣教士，也杀那些中国的传道人。
And also they kill the Chinese pastors.
他的父亲就是在那个时候为主殉道的。
And my pastor's father.It was a martyr at that time. He was captured.
用刀这样一刀开下去。
And they kind of used a knife to kill him.
你怎么能够想象一个为主被杀的传道人，他的儿子后来又成了传道人？
Can you imagine someone who actually become martyr and then later his son become a preacher as well?
而且他一生服侍神。
And he served the Lord all his life.
他活到九十多岁。
Till into his 90s.
保罗就是这样一个奇妙的人。
And Paul is a legend like
that. 我今天要跟大家根据这个《使徒行传》呢。选五段经文。
I'm choosing five passages from Acts.
就讲到他生命的五个阶段。
And this is the five stages of his life.
我们来看看神怎么样能够改变一个人。
And what has the Lord has changed a person?
请看《使徒行传》第九章。
And let's look the Act chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章第一节到第九节。
And verse 1 to verse 9.
使徒行传。
And Acts.Chapter 9, verse 1 to 9.
扫罗本来他的名字是扫罗，后来改成保罗啊。扫罗仍然向主的门徒 口吐威吓凶杀的话去见大祭司。
Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threat against the Lord's disciple. He went to the high priest.
求文书给大马色的各会堂，若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。
And asked him for a letter to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take him as a prisoner to Jerusalem.
他去抓那些基督徒。
He would try to capture those Christians.
第三节，扫罗行路将到大马色，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他。
As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around.
他就扑倒在地上，听见有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?"
他说：“主啊，你是谁呀？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. I am the Jesus who you are persecuting.
起来，进城去，你所当做的事必有人告诉你。
Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do.
同行的人站在那里说不出话来，听见声音就看不见人。
The men traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound but did not see anyone.
扫罗从地上起来，睁开眼睛，竟不能够看见什么。有人拉着他的手，领他进了大马色。
Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eye, he could not see anything. So they led him by the hand into Damascus.
三日不能看见，也不吃。也不喝。
For 3 days he was blind and did not eat or drink anything.
保罗他本来的名字是扫罗。
And Paul's name originally was Saul.
这个扫罗是他们国家第一个国王的名字。
And Saul's name was the first king of Israel.
这是一个非常响亮的名字。
It's a famous name.
他生长在一个很有名的城市，叫做大树。
And he was he grew up in Taurus, right?
A very famous city.
Very famous city.
他生长在耶路撒冷。
And was grown up in Jerusalem.
他是很虔诚的犹太人。
And he was a very faithful Jew.
他有一个非常有名的老师。
And he had a very famous teacher.
他很热心的侍奉神。
And he really was serving the Lord.
他就好像今天哈佛大学的毕业生。
And he's just like a Harvard graduate.
他又年轻。
He was very young.
他又有学问。
And was very educated.
他身体又好。
And then also have very healthy.
他又非常的积极。
And he was very really hardworking.
在初代教会有一个很有名的一个青年传道人叫做斯蒂凡。
And earlier there was a young Christian, his name is Stephen.
他被主为主被人家杀了。
And he was murdered by others.
他被杀的时候，扫罗也在旁边看见，很高兴。
And Saul was very happy to see he was killed.
他闯进那个善良的人家去抓基督徒。
He's go to door by door to try to capture Christians.
把他们用鞭子打，把他们用手铐起来，带到监狱里去。
And try to capture them and take them to prison.
他逼迫他们说亵渎神的话。
And he persecuted them.
他非常年轻，他非常有力量。
And he was very powerful and young.
他觉得他这样做是应该的。
And he thought what he was doing was right.
有一次他离开家。
And one time he left home.
到大马色去抓基督徒。
So he went to Damascus to try to capture more Christians.
就像我们刚才所读的圣经，突然神向他显现。
And all of a sudden there was a light from heaven.
他也不晓得是谁。
And he have no idea what's happening.
他说你是谁呀？
Who are you?
天上的声音就告诉他说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
I am the Jesus who you are persecuting.
我不是逼迫你，我是逼迫那些基督徒啊。
I'm not persecuting you, I'm persecuting those Christians.
耶稣告诉他，你逼迫基督徒就是逼迫我。
When you persecute Christians, you are persecuting me.
哎呀，保罗好像头上被打棍，打了一个大棍子。
And it's like he feel a saw was like struck by a big wood.
他三天看不见。
3 days he was blind.
他好好的想一想。
And he was really thinking,
我到底在做什么？
What was I doing?
后来他改变了。
Then he's changed.
大马色的这件事情在《使徒行传》里面记载了三次。
And in Acts, recorded 3 times.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
第二十二章。
Chapter 22nd.
第二十六章。
And also chapter 26.
三次。
3 times.
证明这是一件非常非常重要的事情。
It means that it's very important.
这是保罗生命中的一个很大的转变。
And that was a big change in Paul's life.
好像我们在路上开车的时候，这是个 U-turn, 180度的一个大转弯。
It's like when we're driving, it's like a U-turn, you have to turn 180 degrees around.
他完全转回过来了。
He totally turned around.
他后来他变成一个传道人。
And later he became a preacher.
怎么可能呢？
How can it be?
在人看是不可能。
And for men, it's impossible.
在神没有不可能。
And then it's nothing impossible.
神以前做的是神，今天还是可以。
God was doing before, God will continue doing now.
这个逼迫教会的人后来成了传道人。
A person who persecuted the Lord became a preacher.
这个反对基督徒、杀基督徒的人，后来他成了基督徒。
And the person who was a murderer of a Christian then become a Christian.
这件事情就是让我们知道神的大能。
And we can see the mighty power of God.
信主以前和信主以后，一个人可能是一百八十度的大转变。
And you can see a change before you become before you go Christian and Christian, 180-degree change.
神改变人是从里面开始。
And God changed people from inside out.
改变他的观念。
And think about our thinking.
改变他的性情
and think about our temperament,
改变他的脾气
and change our temper,
改变他的态度
and change our attitude,
改变他整个的人生观
and change our
改变他的人生方向
and our direction.
他到底是一生要做什么完全转变了
totally changed what he wanted to do in his life.
在我年轻的时候很佩服一个人
I was very respect one person when I was young.
这个人做了一件我认为是很了不起的事
I thought he was doing some really wonderful thing.
他可怜那些孤儿
And he really has a mercy on orphans.
他帮助孤儿
He helped orphans.
他办孤儿院
So there was orphanage. He built orphanage.
几十个人后来几百个人
And from few teens and then become few hundreds.
他从来不去上人家募捐
He never asked for donation.
他就是祷告
He just prayed.
求神赏赐他们的需要
and to ask God to support their needs.
有一天
one day,
到了孤儿院要吃饭的时间了
and then one day during their meal time,
大师傅来告诉他
and the chef told him,
他的名字叫 Mueller, 他说 Mueller 先生
and Mr. Mueller,
我们厨房没有东西了
we have no food in the kitchen.
现在到了吃饭的时候
It's time to eat.
我们怎么办
What are we going to do?
摩勒跟他讲到了应该吃饭的时候就去打钟
And so when the time's up for the meal go ahead to knock on just ring the bell
那些孤儿都跑到饭厅里坐在那里
So all those orphans gathered together ready for the meal
摩勒先生走到前面
And Mr. Miller is standing in the front
盘子都是空的
And the all the dishes were empty.
Mueller 说我们现在谢饭祷告
And let's give a grace to God.
Mueller 的祷告跟平常一样
And his prayer was the same just before.
他那天没有祷告的特别长
He did not pray particularly long.
他就是感谢神，你是孤儿的父，你养活我们，感谢你。
I want to thank you for the Lord. You are the father of the orphans.
那个大师傅躲在门那边看着好笑。
And chef was standing behind the door, started laughing.
他不晓得他们祷告完以后，拿起刀子，是不是把那个盘子切了吃
？While he was thinking about what were they going to eat, are they going to cut the dishes?
哪晓得他们祷告完了说阿门以后，有人来按门铃。
And then after they finish the prayer, say amen, and somebody ring the bell.
有一个送面包的一个汽车的司机。停在他们的门口。
And there's a driver who delivered bread, and stopped at their orphanage.
把面包送来了。
And delivered the bread.
人问他你为什么这样
？And the people asked him why you're doing that.
他说我也不晓得为什么。
He said I have no idea why.
我今天开车开到这边，神就好像要我开到孤儿院把面包送来了。
And God seems to just want to leave me over here to deliver the bread.
那件事情以后，穆勒就把那个大师傅开除了。
After that day, and the Mr. Mueller actually fired the chef.
你没有信心，你不能在我们这个地方工作。
Because you do not have a faith, you cannot work here.
这样的事情很多。
And those kind of things happen a lot.
所以我从小就非常钦佩这个 Mueller 先生 ，George Mueller.
I really respect George Mueller.
哇，他真是一个很有信心的人。
He has a lot of faith.
他怎么会有这么大的信心呢
？How can he have such a great faith?
最初他开办孤儿院的时候，他只有三个盘子。
And when he started, he only have three plates.
几把刀叉。
And maybe few knives and forks.
他就凭着爱心、信心办孤儿院。
And he started with the love and the faith.
他经过了很多的困苦难关。
And he went through a lot of difficulties.
60年以后。
60 years later.
他数算神的恩典，原来神借着人奉献了这么多的钱帮助他们的孤儿院。
And so, so many people, God has provided their.
他是一位伟大的慈善家。
He's a really a great a philanthropist.
我后来更多的知道一点他的故事的时候
，The more I knew about him，
原来我最钦佩的这个人在年轻的时候，他是个问题青年。
And then the more I knew him, then he was a troublemaker when he was a teenager.
他到处制造事端。
He loved to stir up things.
他也偷钱。
He is stealing.
他胡作非为。
And do a lot of bad things.
他是个少年罪犯。
And he was a teenager criminal.
没想到他信耶稣以后，神这么大的改变他。
And then God totally changed him after he became a
Christian. 神能够改变人。
God has can change people.
以前我在 Pittsburgh 教会的时候
when I was in Pittsburgh
Anderson Bianca 跟我们都在一起
we were in the same church
你还记不记得有一个在 South Hill 那边有一个姓董的一家人
and there was a Christian family brother Dong yes I do
董春昭你记得吗、
yeah.
董春昭那个余明他们夫妻他们有个儿子很调皮
and then they have this one couple has the son was very
Andrew
was activehis name was Andrew.
非常调皮。
Was very mischievous.
在主日学的时候，他是最捣蛋的一个。
And he was just so active when he was in the Sunday school.
有些时候他们在那聚会的时候，他把鞋子脱下来，把他的臭袜子拿到那些女生的面前去换。
And when they were have a gathering, have a Sunday school, he would take off his shoes, get his stinky socks, and give it to the girls.
你怎么能够知道他后来长大了，他成了一个传道人。
And how can you imagine that person would like that and became a preacher later?
你怎么能够想象
？How can you imagine?
他娶了一个美国太太。
He married America, Caucasian wife.
他现在他现在是爸爸了。
Now he become a father.
他完全改变了。
He totally changed.
你怎么可能是这样的事情
？How can he change like that?
你知道吗？在主日学里面，那个最调皮、最捣蛋的人。他的 potential 是最大的。
Sometimes when in the Sunday school, the person who's the most active, most mischievous probably has the most
为什么呢
potential. Why?
因为神能够改变人。
Because God can change people.
我们再看一段圣经。
Let's look another passage.
请看《使徒行传》第十三章。
And let's look the Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传第十三章。第一节。
Verse 1.
在安提阿的教会中有几位先知和教师就是巴拿巴和称呼尼杰的西面古里奈人路求与分封之王西律同养的马念并扫罗看见没有扫罗 Paul was there 他们侍奉主的时候进食的时候圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗圣灵特别提到他的名字派扫罗出去做宣教士派他们去做我招他们所做的工于是他们就进食祷告安守在他们头上就打发他们出去了
In the church of Antioch there were prophet and teacher Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Mania who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So after they had fast and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off.
保罗正式的成为传道人是在安提阿教会。
And Paul became a real preacher, start at the church of Antioch.
Antioch 是一个模范的教会。
And Antioch is a model church.
你看这些几的这里提到的几个人他们身份背景都不一样可是他们是在一个同样的一个教会的大家庭里面
And if you look at the church they have a different background cultures but they're willing to serve together
就好像我们今天的教会一样
Just like our church
你看我们教会多么不一样
And look our church is so different
有很年长的有很年轻的
And we have so young and some much elderly
你要问问你的背景有的是这从这里来的有人从那里来的
If you look at the background people from all over the place
可是我们在主里面是一家的人。
But then we become one family in the Lord.
这就是神的荣耀。
And that is the glory of the Lord.
在耶稣基督里面，我们大家都成为弟兄姐妹。
And in Christ we are brothers and sisters.
安提阿是一个很好很好的教会。
And Antioch Church is a wonderful church.
他们侍奉主的时候同心合意。
And when they serve the Lord, they unify.
而且他们还进食祷告。
And they fast and pray.
我不晓得你们有没有进食祷告。
Do we have a fasting and prayer?
我知道有些人禁食祷告。
I know some people practice that.
生很重的病没有希望的时候，他就禁食祷告。
And when they become extremely acutely ill and they start fasting.
这个教会不是这样的。
And this church is not like that.
他们平安无事的时候，他们为了侍奉主，他们禁食祷告。
And not because they were just have a purpose. Even in ordinary circumstances, they fasting and they.
就在那个时候，圣灵讲话。
And so the Holy Spirit said to them.
三位一体的神，圣父、圣子、圣灵。
Trinity God said that to them, Holy Father.
圣灵讲话。
And the Holy Spirit.
这是最宝贵的。
And that's the most precious thing.
神真的是做教会的主。
And so the Lord is should be the Lord of the church.
神在安排教会的事工。
And God should be the one that arranges things.
圣灵在差派宣教士。
And Holy Spirit sent missionary.
神特别提到两个人。
And so here talk about two people.
其中有一个就是扫罗。
One of them is Saul.
圣灵说要分派他们去做我照他们做的工作。
Set apart for me, Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.
他们就为他按手，就派他们。
So they have a fast and place their hand on them.
教会在后边为他们祷告。
And church in the support them with their prayers.
用财力物力来支持他们。
Support them with some money.
他们要出去，他们需要路费，给他们钱。
And giving them money to support.
他们说要住旅馆，他们需要生活支持他们。
Giving them money to help them to survive.
这是教会派宣教士出去。
And that is why the church needs a missionary.
保罗，他就成了一个宣教士。
And so he became a missionary.
他清楚的蒙神的呼召，他做了宣教士。
So he knows the God's calling.
后来他遇见很多的苦难。
So he has met a lot of, he has experienced a lot of
suffering. 在腓立比，他曾经被人用鞭子打。
So he was beaten by in Philippine church.
他曾经在路士德受到人的凌辱。
And so he was ridiculed.
他曾经在罗马被关在监牢里。
He was in prison.
他仍然坚定不移，因为他清楚是神叫他的名字，叫他出来侍奉的。
But he knew because the Holy Spirit said.To send him.
我们再看第三段的圣经。
And let's look at the next one.
使徒行传十六章。
And Acts chapter 16.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这里讲到圣灵在引导他们侍奉主的方向。
And it talks about Holy Spirit how to direct their direction.
十六章第六节。
And verse 6.
圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过佛里加、加拉太一带的地方。
And Paul and his companion traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia.
到了美西亚的边界，他们想要往皮推尼去，耶稣的灵却不许。
When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter.Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to.
他们就越过美西亚，下到特洛亚去。
And so they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas.
注意第九节。
And pay attention to verse 9.
在夜间有异象现于保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。
During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begged him, come over to Macedonia and help us.
保罗既看见这个异象，就随从他们往马其顿去，以为神召他们传福音给那里的人听。
After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach and the gospel to them.
这是讲到保罗他怎么样成为一个宣教士的故事。
And this passage talks about how did he become a missionary.
他不仅是做一个传道人，后来他离开自己的家乡，过海到那边去做宣教士。
And then besides, he was a preacher in his hometown. Later, he go to the foreign area to become missionary.
哎呀，我们中国人很感谢外国的宣教士。
And Chinese people should be very thankful of the foreign missionaries.
假如没有外国的宣教士，我们哪有这些中国的基督徒？
Without the foreign missionary, how can we have Christians in China?
我在高中念书的时候
，I was in high school.
有一个加拿大的宣教士
，There was a missionary from Canada.
我到现在都感谢他们。
I still very thank those people.
他们到中国人当中来传福音。
And they came to a Chinese and to become missionary.
他们离开自己的家。
They left their hometown.
你知道离开自己的家不是一件容易的事。
It is not easy to leave your hometown.
有一次我们在一个地方举行退休会。
And one time we had a retreat.
我们在那里住了几天。
So we stayed there for a few days.
我们中国人都喜欢早上吃稀饭。
And you know Chinese people like to have a porridge in the morning.
Porridge, 我们都喜欢啊。
We all like a 稀饭。
我问一个美国宣教士。
So I asked an American missionary.
我说你到我们中国人当中来传福音，你觉得最困难的事是什么？
So I asked him, what's the most difficult things that you come to preach gospel in, among Chinese?
你知道外国人到中国传福音有很多很困难的事。
And you know they experience a lot of difficulties when they come to China.
他们要学习我们的话。
They have to learn our culture.
他们开始学习变成一个小 baby 了，要讲这个小孩子学的那种话。
And they have to start as a baby to learn the language.
哎呀，这个非常多的困难。
It has a lot of difficulties.
我问那个人，你觉得你在中国人当中传福音，你觉得最困难是什么？
So what's the most difficult thing that you experience among Chinese?
他说我觉得最困难的就是每天早上要吃那么大一碗稀饭。
And the most difficult is to have a big bowl of porridge.
那个稀饭，他不知道吃稀饭要吃一点，要吃花生米，吃酱瓜，这样才有味道。
And then he didn't realize that when you're eating the porridge that you have to have a different small dishes go with it.
啊、空口吃这 么大一碗一点味道都没有、哎、但真是苦啊。
And he didn't realize that you have to do that. So he was just eating the big bowl of porridge, tasteless porridge.
我们感谢神，那些宣教士受了很多的苦。
And I'm really thankful they have suffering a lot.
我们中间有裴牧师。
And we have a Pastor Ray.
我们很感谢他。
We're so thankful.
他爱我们中国人。
He loves Chinese.
他来到中国人当中传福音。
He come to Chinese church to preach gospel.
保罗他就是成了一个外国的宣教士。
And Paul became a foreign missionary.
我是牧师做了几十年。
I have been a preacher for a pastor for some
我从来没有做过宣教士。
I was never a missionary.
我知道我不配做宣教士。
I know I'm not worth to be a missionary.
我很喜欢吃 Chinese food.
I love Chinese food.
你要做宣教士，你就不一定吃得到 Chinese food.
When you become missionary, you probably cannot have a Chinese food.
做宣教士很不容易。
It is very difficult to become missionary.
要学习他们的语言。
You have to learn their language.
要开始过他们的生活。
To live their life.
他们吃的东西，叫你吃，你还要摁着头皮吃下去。
Whatever the food they're eating, you have to eat it, even if you don't like it.
保罗他做了传道人。
And Paul became a missionary. And as a preacher, a missionary.
他后来又做了一个宣教士。
And become missionary.
1959年的时候。
1959.
那个时候我20岁。
I was only 20 years old.
我听人讲到海外宣教。
And when I heard people talk about foreign missionary.
我心里很感动。
I was very moved.
后来我成了牧师。
Then I became a pastor.
那个时候我在台湾。
That was in Taiwan.
我们教会从来没有做过这样的事。
And our church have never done such a thing before.
我说，我们是不是也应该派我们中间的年轻人到外国去做宣教士
？So I challenge our church. Should we send a young person to go to a foreign country become a missionary?
有一位年轻的姐妹。
And there's one young sister.
她说她愿意到日本去。
She said she was willing to go to Japan.
我们就派这个年轻的姐妹到日本去做宣教士。
So we sent her off to Japan.
你知道中国人要派宣中国的教会要派宣教士到日本去是非常困难的。
It's very difficult to send a Chinese Christian to Japan.
我们年轻的这一代都没有什么感觉。
And so a lot of young generation probably don't feel that.
比我高一辈的这些人，因为跟日本人打仗吃了很多苦。
And the people who were older than me, the older generation had fought with Japanese, have suffered a lot.
日本人杀了很多中国人。
Japanese have killed a lot of Chinese.
所以老一代的中国人恨日本人。
And a lot of older Chinese hate Japanese.
我们怎么能够派中国人去救日本人呢
？How can we send Chinese missionary to save Japanese?
感谢神，那个姐妹愿意去。
But thank the Lord that this young sister was willing to go.
我们教会也从来没有做过这样的事情。
We have never done such a thing before.
我们就派她到日本去。
So we sent her to Japan.
我们中国教会应当学习派宣教士到外地去。
And Chinese church should learn how to send missionary to foreign countries.
主耶稣说：“你们要从耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚一直到地极，要传福音。
”And from the Jerusalem to Samaria to the end of the world.
我们不应当单单注意一个地方的事情。
We should not only focus on local.
我们应该想到全世界的需要。
We need to look the global needs.
保罗在那个 在那个地方看见那个马其顿的异象，他就知道他要过海，过海 across the sea， 过海到那边去做宣教士，传福音给他们。
And Paul see the vision of Macedonia, so he knew he had to cross the ocean to sea, oversea.
我在书上看见一个很感动人的故事。
And one time I read about the story.
有一个苏格兰的宣教士
Scotland missionary
他曾经到印度去
And one time he went to India
做宣教士做了二十五年
He was a missionary for 25 years
你知道苏格兰跟印度有多么大的不同
And you know what's the difference between Scotland and India
他在印度做宣教士做了二十五年
And he became a missionary in India
后来他身体不好后来回国了
So he became ill went back to his country
人要他好好休养
And people asked him to take a rest.
有一次他在本国讲道的时候
And one time he was preaching in Scotland.
他昏倒了
And he passed away, pass out.
还没有 away.
Yeah, pass out.
Pass out. pass out. 没有 away, 很好啊。他昏倒了
So when he passed out.
后来他又醒过来的时候
And after he woke up.
他就问我刚才讲到哪里
So he asked,Where did I stop?
他又要上台讲。
He want to continue.
要跟他讲，你现在身体不好，不要讲。
And he said, you're not healthy.
他说我刚才还没有讲完，我要继续讲。
He said, I did not finish it. I need to finish it.
他又上台了。
So he went up to stage.
他又在那里讲，我们应该派宣教士到印度去传教。
He continued to preach. We need to send missionary to India.
那些听他讲的人站起来流眼泪。
And people who are listening to him stood up.
你看这个人呢，好像一个火把在燃烧。
It's like a torch, a fire torch that.
他说苏格兰的父老兄弟们。
And dear brothers and sisters in Scotland.
难道我们再没有儿女们可以派到印度去宣教吗
？So we have young people to send to India.
那里有很多人需要耶稣基督的福音。
There's so many people need Jesus Christ, the gospel.
难道我们袖手旁观吗
？Now should we just standing there watch?
难道我们都把钱存到银行里去，不顾那些宣教士的死活吗
？Should we just save money in the bank and don't care about the salvation in India？
他说，从前Victoria 女王招募志愿军到印度去的时候，很多人都不顾印度的气候怎么样，都去了。
And Queen Victoria was looking for volunteers to go to India. A lot of people went. Doesn't matter weather in India.
现在天上的君王招募志愿军，难道我们都不去吗
？And now the Lord King Jesus actually is looking for volunteers.
假如你们都不愿意去，我明天就再要去。
If nobody want to go tomorrow, I will continue to go.
哎呀，我就想到那些宣教士。
When I think about those missionaries,
好困难了。
And they go through so much difficulties.
可是他们愿意去。
But they're willing to go.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为神呼召他们。
Because God calls them.
我就在想，我们刚才是唱的歌。
I'm thinking about the song we just sing.
我很感谢我们的姐妹带我们唱这个歌。
I really appreciate the Sister Maylin lead us the song.
我们在这里唱，差遣我，差遣我。
And please send me.
然后我们唱完就坐下。
And after we sing, we just sit down.
要是神真的要差遣你，
if God,
你愿意去吗
？If God want to send you, are you willing to go?
我们年老的不能去了。
Maybe some of the elderly people were not able to go.
可是我们教会还有年轻的。
But we have so much younger generation can.
年轻的谁愿意去呢
？And the young people, are you willing to go for?
哦，有人说这个太难了。
Oh, it's too hard.
Impossible.
That's 不可能的。
常常神就是做这个 mission impossible.
But God very often 做把不可能的变成可能。
我不知道我们中间谁要神要呼召哪一个人做宣教士。
I have no idea who God's going to call to become missionary.
年轻人，假如你心里面有神的感动
，If God move you in you today, young people,
你不要怕
，Do not be afraid.
神会带领你
，God will take care of you.
神会负责你的一切
，God will be responsible for your needs.
最要紧的就是我们要顺服神
，And the most importantly, we
不要让我们的一生就这样的。毫无目的的就过去了。
And do not waste our life away.
主耶稣说要去使万民做我的门徒。
And go and to preach the gospel.
我们教会有责任。
And we have.
我们教会有责任讲这样的信息。
We have a responsibility to preach this message.
我们有责任要为这些事情祷告。
We have a responsibility to pray for them.
我们有责任要为这些事情出钱。
And we need responsibility for the money that.
你舍不舍得出钱
？Are you willing to give the money to God?
有一次我到这个加拿大去。
And went away to Canada.
我到了 Toronto.
And went to Toronto.
Toronto 有一个非常有名的 People's Church.
And there is a church of People's Church.
民众教会。他们有一位非常有名的牧师。
And there are a very famous pastor there.
Oswald Sander.
Oswald Sander.
当我到那那一天到那的时候，这位老牧师已经年纪很老了。
And at that day when I went to that church, the pastor is very old.
他只上台做一个祷告。
He just come to the stage and pray.
他的儿子接续他讲道。
And so his son actually was preaching.
我非常稀奇那个教会，他们的建筑非常的简陋。
And I was amazed how their the building structure was a very poor design.
他们每年奉献几百万支持世界各地的宣教士。
But they sent few million dollars to support missionaries.
他们自己的教堂很简单。
But their church was very simple.
他们一个教会派250个宣教士。
And their church have supported 250 missionaries.
我们 Slow Church.已经成立了多久了
？Our slow church, how long we have our church for now?
我们有没有曾经想到过要派宣教士
？Have we ever sent a missionary?
我们有没有为这个事情祷告
？Have we really prayed for it?
在人是不可能。
And in people, is impossible.
在神凡事都可能。
But it's possible for God.
我不晓得神为什么今天要我讲这个。
I have no idea why God wants.
说不定在我们中间有哪一个人。神已经把这个做宣教士的种子放在你的心里。
Maybe God has already put a seed in your heart.
到有一天，它就会发芽长大。
And one day will grow.
像扫罗这样的人都能够成为宣教士。
And Saul, like person like Saul, can become a missionary.
我们很多人都可能成为宣教士。
It's possible for us as well.
只要我们有一个愿意的心。
We're willing to have a heart for him.
我们再看第十八章。
And let's look the Acts chapter 18.
使徒行传第十八章。
Acts chapter 18.
第八节。
Verse 8.
当广会堂的基利斯布的和他的全家信了主，还有许多哥林多人听了，就相信受洗。这是讲到在哥林多发生的事情。
Crispus, the synagogue ruler, and his entire household believed in the Lord, and many of the Corinthians who have heard him believed and were baptized.
夜间主在异象中对保罗说，不要怕，只管讲，不要闭口。
One night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision, do not be afraid, keep on speaking, do not be silent.
有我与你同在，并没有人下手害你。
For I am with you, and no one's going to attack and harm you.
因为在这城里，我有许多的百姓。
Because I have many people in this city.
保罗在那里住了一年零六个月，将神的道教导他们。
So Paul stayed for a year and a half, teaching them the word of God.
保罗他不但是一个传道人，是个宣教士，他也是个神学家。
And besides, he's a preacher and a missionary. He's also a theologian.
在新约圣经里面，很多的书信都是他写的。
And majority of the, well, many books were written by Paul.
假如我不知道的不错，计算的不错，有新约圣经有十三卷都是他写的。
And 13 books were written by Paul.
他最先开始写就是在哥林多。
And when he started writing, he was in the Corinthians.
他那个时候他说他又软弱又惧怕又战惊，神对他说不要怕，不要怕，只管讲。
He was afraid, but God encouraged him, "Do not be afraid."
在圣经里面，保罗最先所写的书信《帖撒罗尼迦前后书》就是在这个时候开始写的。
The first and second Thessalonians was written in the beginning.
从那个时候开始，他写了很多的书。
And after that, he had written so many books.
这个文字工作是非常重要。
And the book, the literature is so important.
我们用口传神的话。
And sometimes we preach with our words.
一个人最多几十年 他就过去了。
And but for people who live maybe 70 or 80, they will pass away.
可是假如一个人为主写书写文章。
But you people write books.
这个书可以一直传。
And this book can last for a long time.
可以传到很多想不到的地方。
And can reach to far away.
当你去世以后，你的书还可以继续的为主做见证。
And then, even though after you pass away, your book can continue to testify the Lord.
在罗马书第一章里面，保罗对罗马的人说：“他说我很想到你们那里去传福音。
”And in Romans, he talked about, "I really want to go to your place."
我很想去。
I really want to go.
可是我不晓得为什么我一直不能去。
But I have no idea why I just cannot.
我们今天只知道为什么他。神没有让他去。
Now we know why the God has stopped.
就是因为他不能去，后来他就写了罗马书。
Because he couldn't go, so he wrote the books of Romans.
假如他能去，他就不会写罗马书。
If he was able to go, he would not write book of Romans.
假如他去了罗马，我们就看不见圣经里的罗马书。
If he went to Rome, we will not read the book of Romans.
感谢神。
And thank the Lord.
感谢神。当时他想去，他去不了。
Because he wanted to go, but he couldn't.
所以有些时候我们遇见困难，我们还可以用其他的方法为主做见证。
And there, even though we're facing difficulty, there are different ways we can testify the Lord.
有一个宣教士叫做马里森，他是最早到中国来传福音的。
There was a early a missionary. Is it Amazon?
Morrison.
Morrison
不是 Amazon. 不是 Amazon.
Morrison.
他呢就有属灵的眼光。
He has a vision.
他说我到中国那边去传福音，我要做最重要的工作。
I want to go to China. I want to do the most important thing.
我要做那个影响最持久的工作。
I want to do something can last for a long time.
他做什么？
Do you know what he did?
翻译圣经。
Translating Bible.
他花了十六年的时间翻译中文的圣经。
He took him 16 years to translate Chinese Bible.
他翻译的圣经能够，他去世了很多年，还能够帮助很多的人。
Now, even though now he's reaching for after he passed away.
有一个人叫做 Andrew Murray.
And there's one person, his name is Andrew Murray.
莫安德利。
Andrew Murray.
他写了很多很好的属灵的书籍。
He has written many, many spiritual books.
听说他说有的那些著名的书籍都是他七十岁以后才写的。After he was 70.
So many books it was written after he's 70 years old.
这个文字的工作也是非常重要。
And some write books is extremely important.
有些时候我们生日啊，过年过节要送礼物。
And very often for the birthday we're celebrating occasion, we like to give gifts.
我们都送什么礼物？
What do we usually like to give?
我鼓励大家，假如下一次有机会送礼的话，
If next time you have opportunity to give a gift,
你选一本很好的书送给人。
And pick a very good book.
属灵的书籍。
A spiritual book.
有很多很好的属灵的书籍。
There's so many great spiritual books.
我们今天教会的年轻人都没有看。
And very often young people don'tTend to read spiritual books.
有些非常好的属灵的书籍。
So many are available out there.
像这个天路历程那个书，你们看过吗
？The Journey of the Heaven. Have you read? Yeah.
像那个 streams in the desert.
荒漠甘泉,
你们看过吗?
Stream in the desert.
还有Billy Graham所写的一些非常好的书, 你们都看过吗?
And Billy Graham have written many wonderful books.
我们可以问我们的牧师, 老牧师, 裴牧师, 他们可以介绍给我们师母, 介绍给我们很好的属灵的书籍, 中文的英文的。
We can ask our, like a Pastor Chow, Mr. Chow, and Annie or Pastor Ray to introduce some spiritual books for us.
我最后讲第五点。
The last, I'm going to talk about the last point.
我们看《使徒行传》第28章。
And let's look at Acts 28.
这是我的结束啊。
And this will be the end.
第30节31节
And verse 30 to 31.
第16节讲到保罗后来终于到了罗马。
So he finally reached the, Rome.
进了罗马城16节。
And talk about he went to the city of Rome.
后来讲到他在罗马2年。
So talk about he stayed there for 2 years.
保罗在自己所租的房子里住了足足2年。 凡来见他的，他都全部接待。
And so he stayed there for about 2 years, and whoever come to see him, he will receive them.
放胆传讲神国的道，将主耶稣基督的事教导人，并没有人禁止。
And boldly and without a hindrance, and then he preached the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗最后的一站 ，last stop.
And the last stop was in Rome.
他在当时的世界第一大臣。
And that was the biggest city at that time.
他被抓起来。
He was in prison.
据说他是被砍头死的。
And he was beheaded.
他为主把他的生命都献出来。
And he died for the Christ.
我们人一生迟早都要过去。
And sooner or later, we're all going to pass away.
有些人为主死得很有价值。
And some people die for Christ. It's very valuable.
今天在有些地方还有基督徒寻道的事情。
And there are still people being persecuted and die for Christ.
保罗最后他是为主寻道而死的。
And he became a martyr for Christ.
本来一个最反对基督教的人。
And someone who was against Christianity.
后来成为一个最热心的基督徒。
And become someone who is fervent for the Lord.
他成为一个最热心的传道人。
He's willing to die for him.
他放弃一切。
He gave up everything to serve the Lord.
他在本地服侍神, 他到海外去服侍神。
He preaching in his local and later overseas.
他用他的口传福音, 他用他的笔传福音。
He uses his mouth and also writing.
他用他的生命为主做见证, 他流他的血。
And he testified with his life and died for the Lord.
怎么会有一个像保罗这样的人呢?
How can a person like Paul?
假如不是神的大能, 怎么可能会有这样的人呢?
How can a person change like that without God's grace?
对这样的人我们非常的钦佩, 非常的羡慕。
We're very envy and also respect this kind of person.
可是今天的问题是, 你愿意做这样的一个人吗?
Are you willing to be like that?
你愿意把你的生命奉献给神吗?
Are you willing to offer your life to Christ?
假如你愿意把你放在神的手里, 神能够用你做很了不起的事。
If we put you in God's hand, can God use you to do great things?
我们奉献给神不一定要做一个很有名的传道人。
And we will offer ourselves to the Lord. That does not mean we become a famous preacher.
我们就是愿意做一个神的小小的仆人。
And we're just willing to serve as a little servant.
无论是多么大的有名的牧师和一个小传道, 他们所代表的都是同样的一位伟大的神。
It doesn't matter whether you're a famous preacher or just a small servant, that we represent one thing.
我相信神是不改变的。
And we know God never changed.
我相信 神以前做过的事，神今天还能做。
I believe whatever has happened before, God has done, will happen now.
我们现在不知道。
And even though sometimes we don't know.
也许过了10年、20年，我们回头来看。
And then maybe 10 years or 20 years later, when we look back.
神在我们Slow Church里面，也种下了想不到的好的种子。
And then plant a seed among slow people.